KZLS, stay 1 mile over.
NAWRO. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Tim. I kind of figured you were up. My watch just vibrated and said you sent a message over the chat, so I kind of figured you were awake.
Yeah, I often do get up kind of early. I'm guessing you must just be getting off shift.
That is correct. I am on my drive home now.
Very good, sir. I hope it was a good one. Hopefully not too busy. So we did do the connection to the GM repeater last night for the StakeNet, and it worked kind of well. I mean, there's no real issues with it technically, but still not sure if we even got any check-ins over it. So we're going to have to promote that net. So, yeah, I just posted it on the leadership page, the audio and kind of just a little recap what we did. So that project seems to be a success.
If that is something that you would like me to promote across social media, I've been kind of looking for something to put up there. So if that's one of those things that you think should be put up, I will definitely do it. Also, did you see something about the MI5 being linked to the repeaters around Hamvention, and I think it was Dayton or something like that? Did you see anything about that?
NAWRO, though that last bit there, no, I have not. I haven't heard anything on that. And then in regards to this, this is more of an internal thing for our members. So let's see what EC Dave thinks about that as regards to Facebook. But, yeah, your last bit, that would be quite interesting. I didn't hear that. I'll have to look around.
Yeah, I follow CMN, I think, on Facebook, and they put something out there about having it linked for the entire duration of Hamvention. So it looks like the MI5 is going to be linked to some repeaters down in Ohio. But it was, I think I've seen it on Facebook this evening during shift. So I'm definitely interested in looking at that. We might have a bit more traffic out here than the usual. This is KEH LAX, back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I always like something new like that. Anything to help out. There's a few of the guys that we know are going down there, so that'll help them reach back. Can't remember. I think it was it Phil or Lance? One of the guys is going, at least that I know. And then Jay from Detroit always goes, but he's not really a star group here. But yeah, good to hear. Other than that, can't think. I'm still a little sleepy myself, so pardon, but I can't think of anything. Oh, I'm getting a third Connect Systems radio. And I'm going to have Wally take a look at it and do kind of a deep dive into it and program it. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes up for that radio. Because I know my code plug is not the best. And I know he would be able to we'll use the term a gold standard code plug for the Connect system. So it's sort of a win-win on this. So I'll be looking forward to that. Back over to you.
Yeah, I'd like to do some sort of code plug for this HP that I have. The programming DMR into it is fairly easy, but the analog side of it's a bit on the difficult side. So I would definitely like to do something similar with this radio, being the fact that it is UHF, VHF, analog, and digital. It's probably best that I carry just one radio, because right now I'm carrying like three radios on my backpack all the time.
Yeah, and that's the problem that everyone's looking for is the best radio that can do all protocols and you know, within a certain price range, because otherwise you end up doing the tasting like Wally did, and I'm not too sure about that. Although it's a good radio, it's just I'm not sure if I'm willing to part at that price point. But, yeah, it is, I don't like hearing too many radios. We already got another one now. So, but, you know, it's good to have. I'm not complaining about that. It's just, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on my radio situation a little bit. I definitely would like to find a DMR mobile setup that pushes a little more power, similar to what you have set up. That would be the ideal situation, but you know, with time, I ended up getting a 3D printer, so I've been working with that and trying to figure out how to modify 3D files, and now it looks like I have to get into CAD design in order to modify certain files, so that's going to be a steep learning curve, but it doesn't look like there's anything geared to just simplistic 3D modeling. It looks like it's all done through CADs.
You know, you're talking about CAD design. I'm wondering, isn't that what John does? John might be all over that. I never really asked him specifically, but I'm pretty sure that's kind of what he does over there. What do you think?
I'm not sure of his involvement in the actual design. I know that he does. Like pricing, and I know he does quotes and stuff like that. But I don't know his background in actual CAD design itself. He probably wouldn't be bad at it because, you know, John's good with complexity like that. But, yeah, I'm not actually sure of his background when it comes to that. K-E-L-A-X.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that's right. He is an estimator, so I do see him pouring over drawings and designs. But, yeah, that's right. He probably doesn't produce. I'll have to ask. I don't know. But a good point. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah, my brother's my brother Mike, he's in Kentucky. He always, he's been really heavy into 3D printing ever since it came out. And I don't know what, he's gone through various devices and now apparently his boy's got him the ultimate. I don't even want to know how much this thing costs, but yeah, he could actually do some production with this, whichever model it is. Wouldn't have any idea about it. My son did get me a 3D printer when they first come out. I do still have it, but I haven't been using it lately. It is interesting, some of those things you can make for related to ham radio, like some of the radio holders. Yeah, pretty interesting. N-A-W-R-O with K-E-8-L-A-X. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some work and actually kind of play with it. You can take already done designs and 3D print them very easily with the software and just set up a print. And you can obviously modify it and put supports and stuff in it where it needs to be. But if that file is not exactly what you need, or you want to change the mounting surface or anything like that, you have to open it up into a CAD software and change it and then re-export it out to a STL file. So and that's kind of what I'm working on because I have a particular part that needs to be extended probably maybe a quarter of an inch and like an extra 3 degrees of angle on it. So now I'm kind of learning CAD, but there's a software that's open software called FreeCAD, and it's pretty good. It's just learning what all the buttons do and how to navigate through it. Back over to you, Jim, K-E-8-L-X.
Yeah, I'm thinking you wouldn't need the full course, like, you know, if you were to do it for your day job, but you need the basics, so it would be interesting, like you're saying, if they have, you know, kind of a 101 just to get the high points and, you know, get it to work. Hey, I'm thinking the boss might be in work, so I'm going to give him a shout. The answer's fine. If not, then back over to you. K-E-8-Y-N-U. Dave, are you listening?
Yeah, nothing heard. I have to check the schedule, but I don't think he's on it this morning. I'd have to look. He might be.
Well, sometimes I got his schedule in my phone, which is very handy. But it is true, sometimes he doesn't change his schedule if he takes the day off. So on my tablet, there is a little pop-up that comes up. Dave, work, traffic light. It will take 24 minutes to get to MedStar. So, yeah, it's possible he might have traded the day or something. But typically, this is good because I kind of know when he's working, so we won't bug him when he's at work unless we really have to.
Negative. Let's see. What's today's date? Today is the 14th. So I'm showing Dave 6-6. So, he should be working today.
Yeah, I always forget the radio setup he has in his car, but of course he has his 7,000. So, but in any event, well, alrighty. I think I am actually going to go do breakfast. So, like on midnight shift, what's your routine? You just head to bed, or do you actually get a bite before you go to bed?
Some mornings I take the kid to school. Some I don't, depending on how tired I am. But I usually home, crash out. I wake up about 3 and pack myself up a big lunch, and I'll eat sometime around midnight. I only eat typically I usually only eat about once a night, and I usually do it about midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it was quite a few years ago. I don't even want to say how many years ago, but when I did the midnight shift, I did the same thing. I came home. Of course, then again, our shifts were only 8 hours. I came home and slept right away. Of course, the kids were little back then, so it's the whole 9 yards about blackout shades, be quiet, dad sleeping, you know, that stuff. So yeah, I never did like it. It's doable. And, of course, for us, we got a shift differential, so we got paid a little extra for it. But never liked midnights. I could do afternoons. Afternoons I didn't mind. We got up at 12 midnight, 4 to 12 was the typical. But then, of course, in later years, I worked 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. day shift. So, well, all right, Dean, not really in a hurry to get out, but I'll sign and I'll listen out for your last. Unless you have anything further, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Over to you.
I don't think I have anything really further. I'll let you get some breakfast. The only thing I do have is if you talk to anybody today, such as Dave or someone later on, possibly come up with some ideas of stuff to post.
Okay, copy your last content for Facebook. No worries. I'll put that on the list, and we'll come up with something for you. And agree, we want to get that out once we get the news. NHWRO, I'll be clear as well.
K8BCW.
WB8BHN.
Hey, Bailey.
WB8BHN listening. 31261.
This is A6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee, on Statewide 1.
YRC, I name it.
C-W-Y-R-C.
All right, that radio's working. Yeah, turn that one down.
NAXP.
NAXP.
NAXP, KB8PX.
All right, your radio's online. NAXP.
NAXP.
KB8YGA.
NAXP.
Hey, good morning. I you don't usually have a DMR in the vehicle, but I brought the HD along and I heard your call. I figured I'd just try and two, to see if I could make it in. I'm in Lapeer. I'm actually surprised. I think I'm coming in the Burnside site.
Yeah, that's what I was actually looking on the website. You're coming in through Burnside, and it sounds perfect, really good. I'm at Hamvention, and we've got the Portal War repeater down here linked back in through Starlink. So, yeah, it sounds real good, Will.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm just on my way doing some errands and pulling into Home Depot, but I heard your call out there. I thought I'd drop a quick hello. Good luck at Hamvention. I wish I were there.
We're going to have a few people down here. So, all right, thanks for checking in. We're going to get back to doing some other projects. We've got a couple HTs programmed for YRC and then my brother, KBPX. So we've got all those online, and now we can start wandering around the campsite and see how far the repeater reaches. 7-3, have a good day, and 8XP.
7-3, KB8YJ, clear.
Sounds good. Wish I could go to Dayton. KB8EEE. I'm in Flint. Listening.
Hi, Cameron. Name is Scott. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm too bad, Scott. How are you?
Good. We're down here at Dayton. We're playing radios. Sitting in the camper right now. It's kind of chilly outside, so we're programming radios and just getting ready for the weekend.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds like a good time. I wish I could go. Been wanting to go for years, but just could never make it happen.
Yeah, we drove down yesterday afternoon, and it took about four and a half hours with the trailer, but got here yesterday afternoon, set up, enough time to have dinner, and then kind of went to bed a little bit early last night because it was a long day getting drawn down here, but looking forward to a good weekend, and encourage anybody that can make the four-hour trip to trying to do it someday. We're going to get back to doing things around here in the campsite, and good meeting you, Cameron. 73N8XP.
All right. 73's 2. Good talking to you. 88EEE. I'm listening.
KCK Joe.
Yeah, what'd you do on my radio?
Anybody down in Dayton yet? WAFU.
Good afternoon, John. KEAWOJ.
Hey, how you doing, Rick? You know, we heard you this morning, and we called you and acknowledged you, and you never called us back.
Oh, shoot, I was on KCA-LTS, and I was wondering why it was so darn quiet. I am going to have to skip that repeater, I think, from now on, and just use my node to get over to Warren.
That would explain it. Yeah, it was receiving. You probably were hearing us, but for some reason it wasn't. I don't know, were you hearing us? But anyhow, it's like there's something going on. TJ's aware of it, and he's got a Quantar that we're going to try to get up and running. He's going to get it swapped out, so. That would explain it. Yeah, we were wondering if you had your volume down or what. We're like, well, I hear him. Where is he? That explains it. You weren't hearing us come back to you.
Yeah, it was dead quiet, and I thought, maybe I got the times wrong or something. I've been going to physical therapy in the morning, and like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I can't, by the time, you know, when you guys are on your way to work, I'm over there, sweat. I was going to say sweating, but I don't really sweat. But anyway, working out kind of thing. So I only got Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right, right. Okay, well, I just didn't know if you were aware, but we did hear you. So, okay. Yeah, just until he gets that repaired, you might want to do that. You just might want to all-star on in. So, okay, I got to get back to work. I got several things I'm working on here, and I just heard you and wanted to... I was actually looking to see if I could raise the guys down in Dayton. I know they got the MI5 running down there, and I don't know if they got it set up yet. I think they do, so I was just looking to see if they're here. I might go try over on Statewide, too, just to see if that's where they got it set up, one or both. But that was my only reason for turning this one on. Back to work. After yours, WAFU.
Okay, always good to catch up with you. And you might want to try Event 1, too, because it seemed like one of the SCTs last year, they actually did on Event 1. So, but anyway, better get your shorts ready, because I think Saturday is supposed to be 81 degrees, and Monday is supposed to be 87. So we're going to go right from the cold to the, in my opinion, extreme heat. But anyway, have a good one. We'll catch you later. KEWOJ.
KEAWUO.
Hey, John.
Just letting you know, they had that set up in Dayton since yesterday. They've been talking a little bit on it this morning, and if you scroll up a few chats from your last post, you'll see a screen dump that Tim did where it shows they are set up, and you can see some of the back and forth. But can confirm they are up and running in Dayton.
Well, there you go. Look at that. If I would have just looked a little bit, it was old news. All right, man. Hey, we got to get together. We got about a half a dozen things that we need to sit down and break bread over. All right, we got to get back to work. I'll be right at you.
All right. Well, dinner's on me. KEAWUO. Talk to you soon. KCKGO.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you doing today, young man?
Oh, doing just peachy. Sitting here in the security office at McLaren Hospital in Petoskey. Waiting for my coworker to put a camera up.
I am sorry, Tom, but a very pretty neighbor walked by with her little dog, and I kind of missed everything he said. Sorry about that.
Well, can you hear me okay, Rick? I'm sorry. I was in the midst of a conversation real quick.
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just kind of distracted. A very pretty lady walked by with her dog, and I can hear you. It wasn't registering in the brain.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, she usually stops by and maybe she will on her way back, stops by and brings the dog up. The dog sits in my lap for a long time. cute little thing. That is.
All right, we'll finish looking at your pretty girls walking in front of your house. I got to call my coworker.
Okay, Tom, have a good one there. And I kind of forget what day it is. For some odd reason, I was thinking it was Saturday. All right, have a good one. We'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
All right, have a good one, Ricky. I'll talk to you when I get out of here. 73 for now, KCKGO. W8RID.
W8RID, I believe the call was. This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee on Statewide 1.
Yes, good. Okay, catch the name on the screen. I am mobile here. I think we might have chatted once or twice momentarily before, nothing too extended. But just want to clarify, I didn't know if you had the call sign correct, but it's 58 Romeo India Tango. Name here is Dave. I'm kind of in your neck of the woods. I think if I recall, you're in Shelby Township, and I'm in St. Clair Shores. So just heading back home from a work trip down to Indiana. So sure is a nice day out here.
Dave? I think we have talked before. W8RIT, this is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee in Shelby Township, you're correct. And, it looks like a nice day. I haven't been out yet. I'm a late sleeper, and I haven't been up that long. And I'm using an Anytone 890. It's just been recalibrated by the dealer. Turns out it wasn't an Anytone that was off. It was the hotspot. So he gave me a new board for the hotspot, and I was just getting ready to test it, see if he did a good job on it. But, yeah, I agree with you. It looks very nice out there.
Well, I'm kind of getting back into the swing of I can't remember the gentleman's name now. Gosh, this was Paul. KCNMXG was telling me about, from Livonia, was telling me about another product that I had saved on your website to look at and use a Raspberry Pi 4 for doing your hotspot. Okay, that's an option. Enjoy my digital right yet. There's probably some other whippers and hands for radio that I want. But we're going to see if what happens. I'm running into a couple problems here. I'm going to get back in time and turn around and head back down to Dayton. But things are kind of going awry.
Well, you dropped out when you talk about the fraud charges at your bank for about maybe 10 words, but I got everything else. I guess you are going through a little bit of a rough spot there in more ways than one. And too bad about not, well, maybe you can still make the gate, and hopefully your bank can get it straightened out real quickly. I know we had a couple of incidents of fraud charges on a credit card. It was so obvious that they were phony, and we caught it immediately. We notified the bank immediately. Just a matter of timing for us that we did it. You know, they did it right when we were looking at our bank account. And so it got straightened out rather quickly, but it's still a little bit hassle. You got to get a new credit card and things like that, new account numbers. But fortunately, we did not lose any money.
Yeah, that's very fortunate for that part of it. They're not losing any money. Because I do know of a friend that I have. I never visited
Well, Dave, you went through a very bad scan. I don't know if you're copying me, but I can try another radio and get back with you in a minute. This is in 6WY.
Yeah, I must not be getting in too strong anymore.
Yeah, it was a little improvement, but you're still breaking up, but you're getting better. Telegraph and, whoa, you're way out there. what repeater are you using? Go ahead.
Well, I'm guessing this would be the Southgate repeater here. So, yeah, it's coming up to Telegraph Road. Yeah, I was down in Indiana working on it.
Well, I totally lost you that time. I got you're down there in Indiana and coming back, and that's all I got. CQ Radios makes a good hotspot. They stand by it. Don't buy from Bridgecom, especially if you want a DMR hotspot. I don't know if you copy that or not. This is in 6WY.
And WART, yes, I can hear you fine. Yeah, I did hear you say about the Bridgecom. Okay, that'll be another one I'll have to take a look at there, too, for the website there for Bridgecom. But hey, that's probably just a little bit more in the future for me here. I said, I've been Windows off, and I've got my eyes on some things, but I'm not really definite that I want to play into it. You know, like one of the things I was playing around with, toying with the idea, I haven't looked on their website yet, but that would be like for, that would be like for one of the, FDR radios, some Flex radio or something like that. But I'm going to take a look at their models and see if that's really the direction I want to go. And then I was talking with another ham, not a smaller FDR, but less powerful. So I'm going to contemplate that as well, too.
Well, you miscopied me, Dave. I recommended CQ radios over Bridgecom. You get a much better deal and much better support. The website is CQ radios, all one word. And especially if you want a DMR type hotspot, that's the one I recommend with over, and do not buy the Bridgecom for DMR. I think I lost you, Dave. Wait till you get a little bit closer and give me a call if this is in 6WY.
Okay, I'll do so once I get a little bit closer to downtown here. W8RIT. That way I'm a little bit stronger and not so noisy and digitized.
This is N6WY standing by. I'll be monitoring.
And 6WY, from WHRT, from high atop the Roos Bridge. Well, hopefully I can hold a good signal as I'm approaching downtown Detroit. So you can let me know how I'm sounding currently here. And, yeah, I'll tell you, this is one thing that would certainly help for me, an external antenna. Yes, that would certainly be preferable. I'm just using my DM32, and also having a mobile with more power would also be useful, too. So I've got my eyes on those, too, as well. So I will be planning on improving this signal consistently as we go on here, so I won't be so rough all the time as I operate extra-class portable, just as I did when I first got my license, which could be a little frustrating for a new ham who, you know, doesn't have good contacts all the time. But at least I know why. I need a better antenna.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, I went back to simple things as far as simple setup. My main rig is a little tiny Asus 991 Alpha. And my antenna is probably the worst antenna on the market as far as performance goes, but it gives me every HF band from 80 meters on up to 10 meters and everything in between. And right now I got a telescope down, but it takes me about 1 minute to go out on my deck, raise it up to a height of about 24 feet, and I'm on the air, and, you know, with less than 1 minute of work to erect the antenna.
I got two questions I'd like to ask you. What year, well, what kind of era, how long ago did you buy the 991? Because I think I've seen that before. I think a friend of mine, NAKC, has one of the Yaesu. I think it's built for a mobile, too, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? There's also a mobile HF radio as far as how they designed it. Because I've only seen one before, and I thought that was pretty nice, because what I had seen before from the demonstration from a friend, you know, checking the menu out and all that. And it seemed like a pretty nice radio, to be honest with you. But is that meant for a mobile?
Well, it certainly worked well as a mobile, not the whole unit. It doesn't have a, I don't think it has a detachable head. No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't. I'm looking at it right now. And I almost positive it doesn't have a detachable head. But the menu is kind of complicated because you got two, you know, basically everything is multifunction. Every button, knob is multifunction. You have to go through menus to get them, get the function you want. But once you got it set, to where you want it, you want to go with 75-meter mobile, you set it up for 75 meters before you start driving, and you don't have to touch it. You know, the microphone has a little bit of limited control. You can move up and down the band, that's about it. Or you can get the electric microphone that has a touchpad that you can do a lot more with it, so you don't have to fool with punching the menu on the radio. But I use it all the time as my main rig. And I really like it, and gosh, I don't know how many years I had it. I bought it new. I didn't get the 991A when it first came out because they had problems with them. At that time, I wasn't interested. I waited a few years. It's been in production for a long time, and I think it's a stable rig now.
Yeah, I've got an older radio, well, somewhat older radio too myself, that I need to see if I can send it in somewhere for some repair. I have a radio that's kind of got a common problem with other radios of the type. It's a 746, ICOM 746, and basically the backlight display has gone dim, well, basically out. And I didn't know until afterward. I did some more research on it after it had happened, is that technically you really want to use the 746 with the backlight brightness at 100%, because then that way the display dissipates more of the energy, the heat energy and such, rather than the transistor. And I guess that's what happened. I wanted it a little bit dimmer, and I guess the transistor had been not properly heat sinked and dissipating that way, and it opened up, so I went dim. It's kind of very hard to see the display on it, but most of the times I operate with rig control anyway, so it doesn't affect me a whole lot. I've got to see about getting my other 706 installed somewhere, too. 706 Mark II, I was thinking someday about upgrading, getting a ICOM 7000, but I may hold off and see what they come out with next for ICOM for maybe like their next generation for HF mobile radios. I've got a wish list on that. I'd like them to include 220 megahertz, and then also have a radio like that for dual band and dual receive. But I wonder how much more that would end up costing me.
Well, for VHF, I have to ask you, what digital mode are you interested in using it for? You know, ICON makes a good radio for D-Star. And I don't think they make one for 220, though. Anytone makes a 220 radio, has FM, and EMR, and that, I'm sure it has 2220. I have to look. Anyway, you were in a bad spot, and it sounds like you thought I was recommending a Bridgecom hotspot. Now, I just want to make it clear, no, don't buy the Bridgecom hotspot if you're interested in EMR. There are better ones out there, and like I said, the guy I bought mine from, he stands behind him. And I can highly recommend the one that I bought. It has a Pi 4 processor.
Well, for VHF, UHF, for the digital modes, I guess I would probably answer D, all of the above. I'm just starting to learn more about DMR, still got more to go on that. But I'm probably going to look for at least one radio that I know of for the other three digital modes. Get one for D-Star for MyCom. I think some people, I don't know really what's all available. I think it's the ID 100 or 1000 for mobile. And then maybe something for Yaesu System Fusion. Because I thought I'd heard before. So I haven't been getting into the VHF, UHF digital modes until fairly recently. But I thought somebody had before had told me that their opinion was that here in the Detroit metro area, was that Yaesu System Fusion was a lot more prevalent than the others. But talking with Dakota, he said, no, he said DMR is, I think, in his opinion, in his estimation, the most active. So, but I'm actually looking for that, for D-Star System Fusion, and then maybe something for P25. But that's kind of the lower ranking one for that one here. P25. I'd probably go with D-Star System Fusion next.
Well, I had the same dilemma that you do, and that's why I went Yaesu 991, as well as I got a little FT70 handy talking, which is great for Fusion. And the reason I went with that, I'm a member of two clubs. Both of them have Fusion repeaters. They got the deal when Yaesu was almost dumping them on the market, giving clubs such a good deal with Fusion repeaters. And for state of Michigan, I think the coverage is with DMR. And local coverage for clubs is definitely System Fusion. However, the clubs really don't have that much activity on their System Fusion repeaters. So, the hotspots are kind of killing the local repeater traffic. And Fusion is definitely easier to learn than DMR and D-Star. And it's rather practical. It's really simple to set up. You can use WireX. Which is great for long-distance contacts, international contacts. So Fusion's not a bad system. Plus, it has excellent audio compared to the other digital modes.
All right, very good. Just made the turnoff here to 94 from I-75. Got to watch out for the other traffic here because everybody's merging improperly. okay, thanks for the BridgeCom. Yes, I did note that. I'll take a look. I just kind of see, so now are you saying that the BridgeCom is basically good for DMR, but maybe not as well as for others, other digital modes? And then I'll have to take a look at AnyTone. I didn't know about that for 220. What was I going to say here? 220. Yeah, I did see a Olinco. There's a Olinco. I forgot the model number now, but it would do 2 meter, 220, and 440. But I think according to the specs on their website, it's only 5 watts on 220. I'm like, ah. Other than that, it would also do DMR. So I thought, oh, great. I could get one radio and kind of kill two birds with one stone. Although I'll have to see how much activity. I've listened before, but I don't think there's very much activity at all on 220. But still would be nice, I think, just to have the availability for that. Check that out there, too, as well, for any tone. But I've also been kind of enthused by picking up maybe a for DMR. Picking up a Motorola mobile here. That way I can get a little bit more power, plus have, you know, I could do an external antenna, just my current external antenna hooked up to my analog radio currently. So have to get another one up here and then become W8RIT/PM called Porcupine Mobile.
Yeah, I know what you mean about the porcupine looking cars. Okay, well, you know, I think he's still misunderstanding what I said about BridgeCom the time he went through that very rough area of copy. If you want to pay a lot of money for a hotspot, and it's a simplex hotspot, buy the DMR, buy the BridgeCom. But there are better ones out there, and there are duplex for DMR. I like the duplex hotspots myself because I like the MR. And I recommended to you the CQ Radios website that has, he sells hotspots as well as any, he's an authorized AnyTone dealer. He's here in Michigan. And he will support you. The hotspots are full duplex that he sells, and they're about a third of the price of BridgeCom. Now, I think they're better. So that's my two cents on hotspots. W8RIT, this is N6WY.
Okay, I got you now. All right. And I was not aware that there were was a difference for the hotspots from simplex to duplex. So. Yeah, that certainly probably would be much more advantageous, I would tend to think, here for, you know, easier use and such. And it's also good to hear that, like, for Yaesu System Fusion, it's also kind of easy to program. Because I'm also sharing my tier and a beer with a lot of other people that I've heard talk about just some of the frustrations setting up their code plugs here for DMR. So, it's like, I can certainly understand that, too, as well, so... There's my tear in the beer.
Yeah, DMR's got a learning curve, I have to admit. But I like it. You know, I kind of like the advantage of one repeater acting like two repeaters. So you got the, if one time slot's busy, you go to the other time slot. And there's just a lot of advantages to DMR over the others, but System Fusion, they have the big advantage, like I said, simple for, you know, worldwide network as well as local. For local, it's just like an FM radio, as easy as that. And for international contacts, it's not that much more complicated. If you can dial a telephone, I think you can probably work the System Fusion WireSX network. And the audio is excellent on C4FM or System Fusion, whatever they call it. I like to call it C4 FM. Very excellent audio quality, and hotspots work well with the C4 FM. But you don't get into the Japanese network, which is called Mars X. That's the user's name for their network. It's all controlled out of Japan. Works very well here in the U.S. No problem with it. Very easy to use. But they have another parallel network that bridges over to it. And it's called the YSF network. And I got several YSF channels in this handy talkie that, you know, with the hotspot going from EMR to System Fusion, there's no problem. That works out very well. So I have my EMR radio, I can talk to the System Fusion people on YSF with no problem at all.
Boy, I'm learning all sorts of things here today. I didn't know that you were going to do that. That's even better now. Okay, good. What else was I going to ask you? I know about that. Wires X, I haven't really had, maybe like 20-something years ago when I first got licensed. I haven't had any Yaesu radios break up, but wasn't Wires X maybe 20-something years ago, was it marketed that you could use like your HT to control your HF radio in your house remotely? I think I remember seeing some advertisements. Is that correct, that you have that availability if you have both radios?
You know, I don't know about Yaesu, but Kenwood certainly had that capability a long time ago. And I assume Yaesu did too. I don't know what they called it. They might have called it Wires X. But now the Wires X, they have really made advancements for UHF, international contacts, and the network is all running out of Japan. It works very well here in the U.S. as well as the rest of the world, and it's very easy to use. And there's another parallel system that's not in Japan. It's called YF. Essentially now they talk to one another. They may have what they call room numbers. Wires X don't use talk groups, they call them room numbers. And depending on what room you're in, you know, what used to be a very popular room on Wires X was called the American Link. Well, it turns out YSF, with a different, depends on which one you hook up to, may be a different room number, but it's the same group of people on American Link. And if you use the DMR handy talkie to do it, it's definitely a very different room number. But, you know, I have no problem using it. And it works out all right, quite well. So with the hotspot, you can do with the DMR handy or Yaesu handy talkie digital, you can cross mode very easily with the hotspot and talk to people. You know, you go C4 FM to a D-Star user if you want to. And you two can talk together, even though one guy's using a Yaesu radio and the other one's using an Icon radio.
Yeah, pretty interesting. You're a mind reader there, because that's what I was just going to ask you about, what they would call on the Yaesu side. DMR, you would call it a talk group, okay? Call it a room. Can you tell me a little bit more? How is the hierarchy of the rooms go? How would you select a room? Would it go kind of like, U.S. to Northeast to Michigan to Macomb County, or, the hierarchy there? Can you tell me a little bit more how they have that part set up?
All right, I must have doubled with somebody. I didn't hear anybody, though. I got repeater not found. Well, it's not as organized as the talk groups on DMR. You know, it doesn't make much sense. And you can get the list. Usually it lists it alphabetically or numerically. And the one I use here locally is called the Zombie Alert Network. It's in Bloomfield Hills, but it ties the Useka C4 FM repeater. That's part of the network. And Bloomfield Hills is part of the network. I think there's one other, or maybe two others. I don't know all the repeaters that are tied together on the Zombie Alert Network, but you could be in Indiana, and talk to somebody here in Utica or Mount Clemens on C4 FM very easily with a hotspot using the Zombie Alert Network. There's also another one that has very good coverage in Michigan and very good performance as the Eastern Michigan Link. And that's another room on the Yaesu WireZec system. And it's also tied in with the YSF system. So your Yaesu handy-talky, again, you can talk to somebody in Warren, Michigan, even though you're in Indiana, just by dialing up that room number. And it's very much like a dial-up system. You know, you punch in the number, you hear the nice musical dial tones go, and then you're connected. And it works very well. W-A-R-I-T. W-A-R-I-T. This is N6WY. Did I lose you, Dave?
He's dead.
Well, maybe his battery was dead. Gosh. Well, I got to get back to work anyway on my project. This is N6WY listening. Hopefully it's not me that went dead. N6WY's monitoring.
Hope you're good. Yeah, he talks so much. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, again, thank you very much, Dave, for the second insult. W-A-R-I-T.
W-A-R-I-T, this is N6WY. I don't know how much you got from my long-winded discussion there. Maybe I timed out the repeater. This is N6WY.
Gotcha. Anyways, 7-3, have a great day, and I'm not too far from the home here, so I guess I'll be done talking. Bad fuck Dave here. W-A-R-I-T. But anyways, have a good day for yourself.
73, talk to you later. N6WY.
KZA-MXG,
testing a new radio.
It's working.
KEAWUO. Thank you, KEAWUO. KZA-MXG, clear. Once more testing through a hotspot.
Testing through a hotspot, KZA-MXG.
K-E-A-W-O-J from N-A-P-B-F.
N6WY is testing.
KBY.
Hey, that's me.
KC8MXG, listening. KC8MXG, trying to test the hot spot on Grandmeister, Grandmeister.
KC8MXG, W-A-R-I-T, I'm sorry, W-A-R-I-T. Good evening, Paul. You sound just fine on your hotspot there.
As a matter of fact, I just put a hotspot together with some stuff that I got from AliExpress, and I'm worked for most of the day, as you can understand, putting together a VTech 7X2, which is much like the 390. It was some challenges. Go ahead, David.
All right, very good, very good. I'm going to get back to you, Paul. I don't want to be unkind, but I was doing something else here. But I was also thinking of you today. I was sitting there talking with Dave and N6WY, and it reminded me again to take a look at CQ Radio so I can maybe pick up my own hotspot here, too. Learned a few new things here, too, as well. Was not aware that it was a difference between a simplex and a duplex hotspot, but was made aware of that today. But anyways, Dave, like I said, I don't want to be unkind or anything, but I want to get back to it here. Just heard you call out looking for a kind of a signal report, so I thought I'd jump in and provide you one. But anyways, I'll talk to you later there. 7-3, have a good evening. W-8-R-I-T.
What's your response, W-8-R-I-T? David, I have a CQ. That's not the one I'm trying right now, but I got it, and it worked from the day I got it. There was never a problem with it. It would be a good buy if you chose to. Have a good evening. KC8MXG, clear.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Tango Kilo.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Tango Kilo.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Tango Kilo.